trust in great wisdom. Wisdom is like an operating system upgrade, where all your observations are hoisted upwards, and what was before is no longer all that useful, as there are far more powerful tools at your disposal. The easiest source of wisdom is the narrated version of a book. The paper version is just a way of storing a book. Books are meant to be heard and not merely read. Not being able to understand or comprehend what is being whispered in your ear by an audiobook is a sign of overwork, sadness, stress, and an unhealthy lifestyle. So to hear books, your mind and body will expect you to heal yourself. The easiest source of healing is a vacation. But it is not an ordinary vacation. It is a vacation that you never really return from. In other words, a healthier lifestyle where you are not being used as somebody else's tool. Again, your thinking, perceiving, and the content of all of your character will be upgraded. Not returning from a vacation only sounds odd today. Later, things will make a lot more sense. The easiest explanation of what will happen as you reach your first high intellectual plateau is that you will begin searching for more knowledge, and that you will be looking not just for philosophy, but to all of her daughters, the sciences. You will be attempting to understand the universe and your place in it. All of your tools and abilities will immediately feel inadequate or even gooey and flimsy. In other words, you will require more precision in your research and higher bookmarking abilities so that you can reliably return to what you were studying at some other time. Here, the easiest thing you can do is begin learning programming. You'll simply just search for programming tutorials and in just a few days begin writing code. This is especially useful if you are still in middle school, because then you can just take it easy for many years and explore various tangents, from computer-generated art to computer games. If I may, learn JavaScript first, because it is friendly, lovely, and powerful. Please avoid Python, Java, and closed source and niche languages. And if you ever need more power, play around a little bit with C, and then head on for C++. JavaScript, C, and C++ share the same basic syntax, so you will feel right at home. Now, it is very important that you understand that programming is two things. A microscope that will help you zoom into anything. Here you can simulate anything from superluminal travel to slime mold, microbial worlds, and the inner working of a cell. You can visualize anything you can imagine. Mathematical formulas and procedures, databases, consensus protocols, compression, data streams, and all kinds of algorithms. But, and this is the second thing, that also means you are creating tools, and thus value. And creating value is kind of like creating money. This means by programming games, applications, apps, programs, browser plugins, utilities, websites, and generative products, you will be able to set yourself free from the constraints of poverty, most likely by launching several side projects, each one different, each one supporting you in some novel way. This may not be an easy decision, because you will have to choose to stop learning and switch to completely focus on selling and building and marketing. In your wisdom, that is a choice you will make later rather than sooner. Just like Sun Tzu reminds, victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. So you want to become a powerful, an overpowered programmer first, and then step down to create these little companies that will support you. Some starter ideas are helping your customers to visual programming so that they don't have to study all the tutorials that much, where they can create programs in a more friendly and plug-and-play way. And a big example, fixing schools. As today, teachers are people who think that teaching is easy. You just send your hormonal herd to memorize and then pass the tests. You don't actually have to do anything, just stress them out into cramming. It is very sad, but most teachers do not have the wisdom to fully comprehend what education actually is. And in fact, they sold out the world for easy paychecks and a simple gig. And anyway, any form of standardized education that requires a classroom is a slow kind of education, as you have to synchronize with everyone, as you have to wait for teachers, wait for your books, and wait for your graduations and semesters. And that is just a terrible idea. You are a massively powerful learner. You shouldn't wait around for anyone. Again, education should be self-paced and self-directed. You should also understand that taking to self-education does not mean that you're going to avoid chemistry or physics or mathematics. You will actually cross them many, many times over. Over, in, and out. You will dominate all these subjects, but through your own context, from your own perspective, and for your own needs. You will, in fact, become a master and never think about it twice because of how simple schools really are. Real education has no divisions. It has no student levels of intelligence or GPAs or IQs. It has no student rows, no instruction periods, no subject. And it absolutely does not come with graduations. You are always learning. What a stupid idea a graduation is, and what a terrible insult. Real education is just a single line that the student creates as they follow their own curiosities all the way up to greatness, and then making lasting contributions to humankind. And yes, there are other things than programming. You can choose to do whatever grants you that ability to look inside something, to freeze it and examine it and study it and simulate it and visualize it. But building a Stirling engine to figure out how a nuclear power plant works is much less efficient at pulling you out of poverty than building simulations, visualizations, and games that other people will be willing to pay for because they too want to see how things work. You may make one Stirling engine or a garage full of them, but it will never be enough to pull yourself out of poverty, because you also have to worry about advertising, exposure, quality, and various other things. In short, building beautiful Stirling engines, or cardboard drones, or flocks of cardboard drones, working with ant colonies, or closed ecosystems for sale, or creating new musical instruments, or painting custom portraits with the aid of a projector, or even getting comfy with simple computer-aided design and making addictive tactical wallets, or intricate puzzle kits with tiny little parts that the customer then has to screw together and assemble into huge 3D robots and animals, is all amazing. But, you know, it is even more amazing with programming, but also in terms of sales. Physical goods require warehousing and then shipping, and dealing with returned physical items that may be damaged in transit. Where in the digital world, it's all a lot easier. You write a program and sell it as a download an infinite amount of times. You can experiment with monthly memberships and even maverick stuff like AI-based art and text generation. You see, there's just more freedom and flexibility in the digital world to deal with problems that you didn't predict at first. This flexibility will help you circle through and all around all the sciences too, creating all you need to advance in knowledge and greatness. More than a single precious device that you build with great patience is an application that everyone can download and examine and perhaps use as a to-do, where they can build their own physical contraption. Lastly, as you begin consuming wisdom, the culture of the great beings whose books you are reading will simply transfer onto you and grant you even more powers, like the power of clarity and vision and patience and class and invention and creativity. Somewhere here, you will discover that while our lives are long, they can never ever be long enough. To extend life, you will need to take to building a positive and lasting legacy that is worth keeping, one that will outlive you by centuries. Somewhere here, you will see that to grow up means to grow all the way up, until, like the authors of the books you love, you too will become a great being, be it in person or in time.